baby. It's Power FM.
Stereo. This is Power FM.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Former Lusaka Minister Boma Nusambo sentenced to 3 years. Lusaka records fewer legal marriages in second quarter of 2025. In international news, Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa joins global leaders for Beijing parade. And in sports news, Egypt beats Mexico to reach men's final at Homeless World Cup.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala. Former Lusaka Province Minister Boma Nusambo has been sentenced to 3 years imprisonment with hard labour for possession of property suspected to be proceeds of crime, effective August 25, 2025. Chief Resident Magistrate Davis Chiwili ruled that Mr. Nusambo is not a second offender and ordered that the 3-year term on 2 counts run concurrently. The magistrate stressed that anyone seeking public office must live exemplary lives, noting that public earnings can be traced. Evidence presented in court showed that the properties, valued at around 22 million kwacha, were inconsistent with Mr. Lusambo's legitimate earnings of about 7 million kwacha during his tenure as a parliamentarian and provincial minister. In mitigation, his lawyer cited family circumstances, but Mr. Lusambo's legal team has confirmed plans to appeal the conviction and sentence. The Lusaka City Council LCC has reported a slight drop in the numbers of marriages legally registered in the second quarter of 2025. According to figures released by the council, 1,601 marriages were recorded between April and June, down from 1,165 during the same period last year, representing a decrease of 59 marriages or 5.1%. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba said while the numbers show a marginal decline, the council remains committed to encouraging couples to formalize their unions. She explained that mass sensitization campaigns and public awareness programs are ongoing, with emphasis on the benefits of legalized marriages, which offer protection under the law and long-term security for couples. Ms. Mwamba added that the council is working to close the information gap by educating the public on how to marry legally under the Marriages Act.
The Lusaka City Council would like to inform members of the public that 1,106 marriages have been registered and legalized by the Lusaka City Council in their second quarter of 2025. The figure represents a slight decrease of 59 marriages or 5.1% compared to the same period in 2024 when 1,165 marriages were legally conducted by the local authority. To encourage more couples to legalize their marriages, the council has continued with its intensified mass sensitization efforts and public campaigns, highlighting the importance of legalized unions. The Lusaka City Council remains committed to supporting the community by providing clear and accessible information on the marriage registration process.
Patriotic Front opposition Grayford Monde has cast doubt on the sustainability of government's free education policy, arguing that it does not address the broader costs of accessing education. Speaking within an interview, Mr. Monde said the PF's education policies were more effective, pointing to the party's investments in building new schools, universities and colleges. He explained that this infrastructure expansion improved enrollment rates and enhanced the overall quality of education achievements the current administration is benefiting from. Mr. Monde argued that the free education policy is truly not free, since parents and guardians still bear costs such as books, transport and meals for their children. He added that these hidden expenses could undermine the long-term success of the program. He has since urged Zambians to make informed decisions as they head to the polls in 2026, suggesting that sustainable education policies must go beyond abolishing tuition fees to address the full range of costs learners face.
Do you think that the UPA would have employed those numbers? The answer is completely no. They would not have. Because where were they going to put the people? So they just came at a point where PF just finished putting up this infrastructure, both in the health sector, those hospitals, training. Now they needed the manpower staff. If people had continued, would have still employed even much more than those numbers.
Yeah.
There are two gaps in the health sector, there are two gaps in the education sector. So, that I can assure you that when people are going to compare, the number of people is not comparing, and they will compare in the last 4 years, is that they've seen that this government is building real infrastructure, not in these blocks that are being made through CDF with a Venice Pavilion, 1 year from now they'll be cracking. Real infrastructure with engineers to supervise.
Kitwe District UPND Chairperson Alex Mwangu has urged party leaders in the district to embrace community engagement as both a practice and an expectation. Speaking during an interview with the Copperbelt News Bureau, Mr. Mwangu said all development projects on the ground, whether funded through CDF or other sources, should be rooted in grassroots priorities. Mr. Mwangu emphasized that the only way to understand what people truly need is by directly engaging with communities. He added that meaningful consultation can only take place when elected representatives, including local councils, are actively involved in the process. Mr. Mwangu further stressed the need for a stronger culture of accountability and inclusiveness in governance, saying development should not be imposed from the top, but guided by the communities themselves.
The truth of the matter is that we need, as a practice and expectation, we need to be engaging our communities much more. All the projects that we do on the ground, be it via CDF or what funds, are supposed to be coming from the grassroots, and you can only get what the people need via community engagement. There can only be consultation if our elected members of parliament, including our local councillors, such that when these people, or we ourselves, including myself, go back and start making decisions, or making decisions that have been backed up and by the community, in short. So we can do better, and so it's something that we need to think about as an electorate going forward in 2026 as we start voting for people, to say we need people who are in touch with the ground, constantly engaging with the electorates, especially on key issues concerning development.
In international news, Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa arrives in Beijing to join world leaders, including Russia's Vladimir Putin and North Korea's Kim Jong-un, for a major military parade. A parallel summit of powerful but little-known alliance is underscoring China's push to shape a new world order, challenging Western influence through both hardware and diplomacy. The events commenced with Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa's arrival in Beijing on Monday to participate in the military parade marking the 80th anniversary of World War II's conclusion. The parade, expected to be attended by over 24 global leaders on Wednesday, is designed as a potent display of Chinese military prowess. It will feature over 100 aircraft, along with an array of advanced tanks and missiles, all domestically produced, signaling China's self-reliance and growing technological sophistication in defense. Still within international news, the people of Malawi are set to vote for their next leader following a turbulent 5 years involving economic turmoil, natural disasters, and the shock death of the nation's vice president. Current President Lazarus Chakwera is vying for a second term, his main rival being Peter Mutharika, an octogenarian who's also held office in the Southern African nation once before. Transparency and fairness are key talking points ahead of the vote, given the result of Malawi's 2019 presidential election was overturned in the courts due to widespread irregularities. We'll take a short break and we'll return with the sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Say hello to original. Told you to expect some more. Take notice, take notice. What you want is what we got.
Introducing the original line of techno accessories, from chargers, cables, Bluetooth earbuds, smartwatches, wait for it, power banks, and many more. Choose techno, choose original techno accessories. You can also check out our wide range of feature phones. Yatuma Badani, now ready available in all authorized techno stores countrywide. Techno, expect more.
Say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated.